It's the beginning of Channel 2 Something and the visit of Cookie on Thursday night, the 29th of October, 1970. This is Channel 2 Something and it's the beginning of the visit with Cookie about supper time, just before supper, after dark, Thursday night, the 29th of October, 1970. Beginning of the visit with Cookie, just for supper, way after dark, this Thursday night, 29th of October. He came up to say he had water, that his well was down.
Still warm, wasn't it, Frank? They hadn't been shut down too long. And they done went through Lime Rock, so I know the almost part of the well sound. You can drop a table down in the pipe.
Yeah.
And just in a minute, you can hear it.
All in?
Yeah.
What's the next thing you do?
Get that pump on it. And go from there.
Then you know you'll be putting a cabana in the front of that thing.
All right, just get rid of that mess up on it. Clyde's reneging out on me.
That's right.
He's reneging out on me. He's going to California, leaving Monday or Tuesday. Not for a while.
No.
So I'm stuck. I mean.
Yeah. You gotta stay with it for long. That's right.
But I'll guarantee him one thing: when it comes,
he knows a good man when he sees him.
Dark enough to turn the lights on.
Yeah.
I'm gonna instead of turning the lights on, I'm gonna turn the pumps off. I'm gonna shut the door. I'm not paying no $75 or $80 a month light bill.
Gosh.
It's
right.
$42 now. I pay $42 a month now.
That's good. And you don't stay open at night.
No. That's just for pumping gas. I burn no electricity at all. No light at all.
Oh, I see. That's just
for
it takes
the
pump.
Pump the gas. Well, now that's water and electric, see?
Yeah.
And sure. See, I've got three bathrooms. I've got to say. See, I pay $9.50 a month for them bathrooms.
You do?
I sure do.
Yeah.
So, geez, I'm fighting a losing game.
Just fight.
Just fighting.
Think what you have to make to come out
in. Yeah. Papers, just like that there tractor place down in Ocala called me this afternoon.
Yeah.
And tomorrow they're going to bring that spreader back up and fit it to a tractor, the little Ford tractor. Make it work. They say it will work.
Sure.
Okay. I can get a better deal there. I'm differing with them on the situation.
All right.
Yeah. So I'm going to, if it suits us, if it operates, if it operates, to suit us. I'll trade him the disc.
Yeah.
But if it don't operate to suit us, after we get through with it, it costs us nothing. Because they sewed a boo-boo the other day when they brought it up here. They didn't explain to you that PTO would have to be cut to fit a particular type tractor.
Yeah.
The because that is designed to fit different types of tractors.
Yeah.
And they have to be cut. So they showed the boo-boo. So what they're going to do now, they're going to bring it back up here tomorrow and put it on the Ford tractor. And we try it out. If it operates to suit it, I trade for it. If not, the other one will be available that I was dealing for.
That's right.
Because I like this one out here better because the top will come off. The one on the one that I trade for, the top does not come off. It makes it more burdensome to handle when you're hooking up.
Yeah. And the clean.
That's right. And the clean. It's metal, or this is, and this is fiberglass. This is cast iron, and the other one is common steel. So there's two factors for it to deal with.
And he said this was the easiest one clean that he had.
That's what he told me. He said it's the easiest one clean that to clean that he had dealt with. He has dealt with the Lily. The John Blue. And different type spreaders. And he said this is the easiest and the most economical. The fastest hookup of anything he had. Which, you know, it didn't take us just a few minutes to hook it up, to set it on there. And if the PTO would have worked, well, we'd have been in business in less than 5 minutes.
That's right. And you know what you can do? You can store that. You can take that top off and set it on. I bet you can.
Yeah.
And set it on the spreader, and you've got it covered up.
That's right. You could cover it up with the top. Turned upside down.
That'd be something, wouldn't it?
It sure would. I got my well put down.
You got it down?
It's down.
Well, you know, when we came in, we heard a curious noise over in that direction.
That's what it was.
Yeah?
Yeah, they done cut off and got limestone. They done went through the lime rock.
Yeah. Oh, buddy, no.
There's another $125 or $130 gone.
Yeah. But you got the money for it.
Just like I told Frank, we're going to have to sell a horse now.
Yeah.
I can sell three. If they'll turn them loose.
Yeah.
I can sell three horses if the kids will turn them loose. What about that?
Oh, really? Yeah.
Told the lady last night, she said, I want some horses. I guess I sold Tony.
Well?
I don't need him. Little man will ride all the kids that wants to ride.
Yeah.
And if that ain't enough and they ain't working the big horses, they can ride them. They're broke to ride. There's a three gated type, walk, stumble, and fall. Cookie. Yeah, they're three gated horses, walk, stumble, and fall. Frank's got that quarter horse up there. They want him. Quarter horse stud, they want that horse. And I've got Nancy sold. I'll have to deliver her tomorrow night.
You got too much business on hand. popping, aren't they?
Yeah, and the people over at Sleepy Hollow Farm, it's just a new farm opened up back up here in Micanopy, 2.5 miles out from Micanopy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know where it's at or not, Faye.
I saw the sign.
Okay. This lady called me last night and wanted to know if we did any tractor work. Yeah, like cutting pasture.
Yeah.
I told her we hadn't done any of it yet, but in the near future we probably would.
Yeah.
When I got rid of the service station.
Yeah. Well, now there you are. Yes. Now some of those people got money.
Oh yes. Yeah. He's a professor at the university. That's Eddington. Whether you know him or not. Eddington.
Well, now, like this ranch where I was thinking about the regular horse people, you know. Like, where Nick dealt down there.
Uh-huh.
See, they are money people.
Oh, yeah.
And they pay their bills.
Oh, yeah.
I can see how it'd be profitable to be on that payroll. Have a good little
That's right.
Work for them.
Gosh, if you could take a tractor and get out and work 2 days a week. Yeah. Just 2 days.
Yeah.
Well, he could eat pork chops twice a day, 7 days a week. I'm lucky now, by gosh, to get the rind off of the bacon.
Pay your light bill and a few things.
Light bill and telephone bill. And see, I've got 3 light bills to pay.
Yeah.
One here, one at Hawthorne, and one at the station.
And they tax you for the wash, by each washroom?
Yes, sir. $9.50 I pay for them 3 bathrooms.
Just a tax?
Tax, that's right.
Yeah. Now, that's something.
And that ain't all of it. My city taxes. Tangible taxes for the past year totals to a little better than
$250.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
Well, gosh, if you hadn't been in that thing a year, I'd
make fun of you for it. So I was going to come here to park or pack up his tools and walk out. Well, he got next to me yesterday. Oh, I got hot. He's been working on his own cars now all week.
Yeah.
And he has had that list tied up all the time.
On his own car?
On his own car. Yesterday, when you left your car there to be, have the oil changed in it?
Yeah.
I had to tell him that I wanted to live. And that's when I got hot.
Oh, really?
That's right. I had to tell him that I wanted to live.
Well, he just leaves it up there where it's handy to work on.
Yeah. As if I don't have nothing else to do but sit in there.
Yeah.
And pump a little gas. Well, I got news for him when he comes back from California. He's either going to buy me out or get out. Because somebody else is going in. I'm going to sell. I can see too much opportunity out in the bushes.
Yeah. Well, that'll give you a little breather. How long is he going to stay?
2 months.
Oh.
No, he won't stay over a month.
He won't stay over a month, or anything.
No, he can't. He's got other obligations. He can't stay.
Yeah. Yeah. He hadn't been working in there as much as he did for a while.
I've been taking a lot of it away from him.
Yeah.
I've been hogging just a little bit.
Well, he don't care, does he?
No, he don't care, but I've been hogging just a little bit. Well, better go.
A man just drove up here looking for a place that had two mules, two young mules to sell. And he didn't know whether he was supposed to start at Lake Tuscaloosa or Lake Lockaloosa. And I thought to myself, I'd love to see two young mules.
Oh, two. I don't know of any.
He had hay, and this fella had two young mules, and he was going to get a trade. He needed a mule. Cookie, what all? Alvin's got a little of everything over there.
Yes, sir. Name it, and he's about got it.
That flock of guineas was beautiful. They was clean and all in one little bag there and talking. Now, who do they belong to?
Yeah. They belong to them boys. Some of them boys.
Yeah.
What do you want, sir?
Guineas
won't bother
anybody.
No, they don't
bother
nothing. They'd
be a nice
to have around. You can throw your eggs anyway. They're
pretty.
They don't bother nothing.
Yeah,
they got it out. Sure, just turn them loose. Watch the clock, huh?
It's on,
they don't. Yeah, they take care of themselves.
Now, did I see a mule over there?
Yes, sir.
And that was over on his daddy's side of the fence.
That's right. That mule belongs to his daddy. Can't nobody catch it but his daddy.
Can't nobody hardly work it but his daddy.
That's right. That mule is a one man's mule.
I know one thing. I'm not going in and try to catch a mule that don't want me to catch it.
No, sir.
Not a mule. They'll light out after you, won't they?
They'll jump on you.
That's sitting in the air.
Well, it doesn't seem right lively. I just heard him talking.
He probably had a few drinks under his belt.
Sunday morning?
Yes, sir.
Sunday evening, I mean. Well, he said he wasn't able to sit down and just take things easy. He had to move.
Yeah, he worked every day.
He said he'd already been to, what's that first time over there? Over there. He'd already been over there.
On his hike.
Making one load
and
all over there
by the paving mill there. Clacking? Well,
I
think
he got it more than this,
sir.
Well, what business
would
he have
at Clacking? He hauled some kind of feed for the dairy out there, Nestler's Dairy.
Was he worth that?
Oh, yeah.
7 to 3?
From 7 to any time.
And he's 73 years old?
That's right. Milk cows. Does anything there is to be done.
And he holds down a job.
Yes, sir. So does.
A regular job. Well, when does he have his pleasure on the weekend?
Yes, sir. skin.
Well, now he talked right lively.
Yeah, he is.
You ever talked to him?
Oh yeah, yeah. I've had 2 dealings with him.
What dealings you had with him?
Trading junk automobiles.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got the front end for the Pontiac from him.
Oh.
I got it for $5.
Yeah. And you did the work.
No, they done the work and brought it to my door.
Yeah. He did?
Alvin and the boys and him took it apart. I brought the whole works over and set it down in my backyard.
Oh,
really? Then Frank put it on there.
Yeah. You couldn't ask more than that. Any more than that. He wouldn't get rid of that, would he?
No.
You know, everybody would do that, would they?
You know, one thing I noticed over there, and Faye noticed this too, when you go right back of that bank along the fence there, driving on up there, you get to the corner, and he went out there and spoke to the stallion, and the stallion couldn't quite get up there, there's something out there, he needed to come on up. And over there, right there, just across the fence, there was a sort of a, what looked like an old hall walla. Don't you know, like we used to have around the place? We'd have a place where it was wet and the hogs would wallow, and it gets so it smells in like pig pen. That's what we said. Now, he don't have the pigs.
Oh, yeah. He got them strung all over them woods. Pigs and hogs, too. Yeah.
You got cherries, don't you? The pin of the tank fence there, you got the pigs right there.
Well, that's where I'm talking.
Yeah, right. You got pigs all over the place.
Yeah. Well, what is that? Is that a drain from the trailer or something where they just come up there?
That's where he feeds them and waters them.
Yeah.
They got them from that long to that long.
That's one big old good.
All times.
All times.
All over that wood.
Yes, sir.
They caught the guy. You hear about his cows being shot up in there? They caught the guy loading them up.
They caught him loading them yesterday. Loading them in a truck. That's all I heard. They caught the men loading in their cows in a truck.
Well?
In their own loading machine.
The men brought their own chute.
No, no,
they used
Alvin's loading chute down behind his house.
Yeah.
Pinned them cows and was loading them in a truck.
Why,
cookies? Yeah.
And they were caught.
They were caught. Barehanded.
So they said that they were caught.
And you don't know who caught them?
Don't know who caught them. I don't know nothing about it. I just got it that they were caught.
Yeah.
Logan and Albans and Early Priest and Shorty Snowden and Scott. See, there's 3 of them and that's the pasture there.
Oh.
And there was a stranger loading in cows.
Yeah.
And none of them didn't authorize them to load them.
Yeah.
None of them.
I don't think that'd be happening.
Albans didn't go to church last night. His folks got some information for me on the party Saturday night, and
he didn't make it.
Man,
his boys told him David.
Well, I'd heard it before that they caught him.
He didn't say who, if it didn't was called.
Yeah.
Alan didn't miss him. He missed a couple some other days. Yeah. And they started missing me along on this. The Mrs. Priest to run around and let it know about it. She would have been in there in the woods. Low enough.
I couldn't get the truck out on the way she went in, see. There's just one road in for the loading chute. If she went down that road and caught them barehanded, they couldn't run.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you have?
Early priest.
Wife.
Oh, I see. That's
and he has got a bunch of cows in there too, see.
Yeah.
They all been missing.
Yeah.
They're all missed cattle. Every one of them's missed cattle.
Right out there in the daytime.
Broad open daylight.
And right there in the cattle chute.
Right. They got to have guts or hungry woman to do that, ain't they?
I don't know what that would be. I just already been doing it.
Been doing it for nobody knows how long.
They figured all the men was at work.
They didn't know that they had some women that could get out and hustle just as well as the men, though.
Yeah. Hey, people got telephones, you know, they can...
Oh, that's good.
They can... That's
what
I tell
you,
Sam, and they can go to jail for that.
You
ain't
joking,
they live there for a long time. You want to get
going. Yeah, they want us to come out to the church Saturday night. The hayride.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I want me to move my... I want me to take my wagon and horses to the Winter Baptist Church and give them a hayride Saturday night.
But
I told you
it'd be simpler to bring them to the horses.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. That's too much trouble.
After they get to have their party, they can all load up in a truck.
Yeah.
Ride down to the farm and... have everything hooked up, loaded up.
Yeah.
It'd be easy on you.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be easy on you, yeah.
Yeah. Then that'll knock out one problem. I've got another one created. The high school is having a homecoming game next Friday night. Homecoming parade.
Yeah.
They want the horses and wagon in the homecoming parade.
Well, that'd be good
thing. And tiki. They want. They don't want them nothing dolled up.
Yeah.
They just want the horse and the wagon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They want Friday night for the football game.
They want Friday night for the football game.
Yeah. Well, that'd be a
competition. And, one of Lars. Sponsors talked to me last night, Miss Anna Mae Phillips. She's a real good somebody, and she wants it. I told her, I said, well, if nothing happens and it ain't raining too hard, I'll be there.
Yeah, that'll be right nice. The horses enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
Might get a messed up football field.
That's all right. Well, we got to run. I got some things to do tonight.
Let me get them done, Bill. Get them the ball.
Well, I thought you was Buster. He's been working on my brakes for the longest time. He reworked them and puts new shoes in them It worked all right for a week, and then the left one started grabbing in a bad way. I mean, so I couldn't even drive it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know what oil you know there is to put in there, but something he didn't put in, he'd have to put in. So he took it this morning. He took it one day this week, and I think he just drove around because when I got it back, but it was bad. I could hardly get home last night.
I noticed that when I backed out, won't I?
Yeah. Yeah. Generally, here at four, you know, you put the brakes on and, slow, and it'll sort of dry it out.
Uh-huh.
But
Do you know what the shoes cost for the car, all the four wheels? Less than $10.
Yeah.
We do a complete break job. Lining, labor, and cooler cylinder. $35.
That's right.
I've got a job coming in Monday or Tuesday. Complete break job. $35. That's straight. I mean, that's on all cars.
Yeah.
It don't make any difference whether it's a Falcon or a Cadillac. We got our standing price and that's it.
Yeah.
Like a tuna.
Yeah.
We got a standing price on a tuna.
Yeah.
On a V8. It's $22.50. On a six cylinder, it's a $20 bill. And I'd rather tune up a V8 anytime. That's a six cylinder.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't have to stand on your head to get them plugs out.
Oh.
On a six cylinder, you've got to stand on your head.
Facing the truck.
Yeah.
On a V8, well, you can work back out here and do it. And I can do a Cadillac in half the time that I can a six cylinder Chevrolet.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
So if you take a Cadillac garage, they don't go in
that. Woman called me today. She said, "Do you do carburetor work?" I said, "Yes, ma'am. Minor carburetor work." She said, "Well, I took my car to Bradenton, and they wanted $25." To clean my carburetor. He said, "What were you cleaning for?" I said, "About $12.50 at the most." He said, "When can I leave it?" I said, "Tomorrow."
Yeah.
Yes, he said, "Cost me $4. I can make $8 in an hour's time."
Pretty good for
hour.
Well, I got a hold of a Cadillac today to pull me up. I worked on it all day long.
Well,
me and Frank, we worked on that thing all day long. Put a water pump on. Somebody before me had broke the nozzle that goes in the water pump in the separation tube.
Yeah.
And just left it hang there.
Yeah.
Luckily it happened to me.
And put Permatex and all kind of junk on it to keep it from moving. Well, I put it back. That thing poured, I mean, it leaked faster than before.
Yeah.
I didn't pay no attention. I thought it was all right. No, I didn't take the separation tube out. But me and Frank poured it out three times to see if he's trying to get it fixed.
Yeah.
It's the house now. I'll have to finish it up in the morning.
And there's no way to cover that.
Yes.
You can't possibly charge.
I can't charge him that extra, no. Uh-huh. I paid him one price.
Yeah, he's on that price.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's lucky.
Well, you could call him and tell him that it's going to come out and it's going to be extra. they don't do that.
They don't do that. They don't. They won't buy that.
Yeah,
they say, well, you quoted me a price to do the job. Now you do the rest. Just like me. I take a motor or take a set of brake drums up to get them turned. Why? Regardless of how long it takes them, they charge me the same price for a long time or a short time.
Yeah.
It don't make any difference. The same price per drum.
Yeah.
Well, when I charge a man $12 and a half to put a water pump on, I've got to take that separation tube off. And if I can't get it to see you, well, that's my hard luck. I've got to work till I do get it to see you.
Yeah.
Well, what time
is it? Well, we ought to go down and all get a drink of water.
Yeah, and I get the pump on, get it all hooked up. Nothing for a weekend.
That's going to be nice. That's going to really be something.
Yes.
Of course, I've got a spotlight out there. I can work down there at night when I can't work out in the field.
Yeah.
Real man. Little night smoke out there to keep the skeeters off of me.
Yeah.
But Saturday night, I got that hay ride. I'll do it Sunday morning while everybody's at church.
Yeah.
That'd be a good
one.
Well,
it won't take long Saturday night. It won't take all Saturday night to do a hay ride.
No, I'll just put them on a wagon and ride them around Evanston and back like I did the other night.
Yeah, and then go on with whatever you're doing.
Yeah. So, my good night. I'll see you all next week.
Yeah.
Well, I'll probably be down tomorrow, Edie.
All right.
We got to run.
Okay. Good to see you.
Now, I have no idea what channel this is. It's channel 2 something. It's channel 2 something. It's around 500, whatever it is, channel 2 something, 500. And the end of this surprise visit, Cookie, he came over this Friday night, the Thursday night, the 29th of October, 1970. Thursday night, the 29th of October, 1970, and found that he had a well. And he dropped a pebble down in and hit the water. Now he says all he needs is half a day to put the pump on, and he's got water. And he didn't know when he's going to do that. Or he's just so full of plans. This Thursday night, the 29th of October, 1970, and this is channel 2 something or other, around 500. Now, this is Thursday night, the 5th of November, 1970. Thursday night, the 5th of November, 1970. In continuation of this same tape, channel 2 something or other. It's Thursday night, the 5th of November, 1970. 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 Thursday night, the 5th of November, 1970, around 5:15 or 5:20, channel 2, whatever it is.
Whew,
well, I get your breath here. Say you always have something cooking, you never have anything for Franklin. We're going to have to change our ways. Well, did you make it?
What the
trip?
Yeah.
They had a good ride.
I tell you, this is really traveling tonight, Mr. Cook.
You know, I didn't realize animals like to ride so well.
Well, them big horses, with what little they've been handled, well, I think they do. I think they're real nice.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
You see, that little babe was never loaded.
That's all I think.
Until I loaded her in West Virginia and started back with her.
Come
she
on,
had never
go.
Been loaded.
Oh.
Go ahead and pour it in there. Just pour it in there. No, she had never been loaded.
Yes.
Oh, stay on a minute now.
You haven't sat down all day, could you?
I know what I've been going all day.
All day.
Well, I sat down just a few minutes after Frank come this evening. And then you'd sit very long. Yeah, I had to keep moving these horses on my mind. I've had it on my mind all day.
Yeah.
And one of my neighbors over there, he wants me to build up a spreader chain for his big spreader truck.
Yeah.
And I got a Volkswagen I got to overhaul the engine in.
Yeah.
Down to shop, yeah. And I got a Corvair I got to pull a motor out of and put a torque converter in it. I got plenty of work, but Clyde kept my rack tied up all the time.
You mean he's still keeping it tied up?
Yeah. Well, he's leaving tomorrow.
You hope?
He better leave, or I'm the mere him one's going to leave.
Oh, that's right. He did have it tied up today.
Yeah. Miriam One's got to go. We got to go.
With one of his wives, or girlfriends, or whoever you call them.
Yeah.
That's right.
Me and him, we just got to go, that's all.
Okay, that's a new kind of coffee, and I thought, well, sir, I beat the new fashion now. I got this New Orleans coffee. And it's got chicken in it.
Yeah.
And it's just tasteless. You can't even tell you're drinking coffee. I haven't had a good cup of coffee in a month. All that big old crumbly stuff, it don't work for me.
I tell you what. The best coffee you can get is to get regular ground coffee and put it in an open pot and brew your coffee.
Yeah.
Then you got some good coffee. You've got the coffee taste.
Go
there.
Pull up scale there.
You've got the coffee taste.
Yeah.
You ain't got the. You ain't got
the. Well, that's it. This don't taste like nothing. Nothing.
You'll try
something. I just had a cup of coffee. Well, now, what's the order of business tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I've got a master cylinder overhaul on a 53 Pontiac.
I'm talking about the
parade.
Parade.
I'm a closing up at 12 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going home. And Frank and the rest of the kids is going to have the horses ready.
Oh.
They get out at 12, right?
I will, that's right.
Well, you and Laura will.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
You all can be home. Have the horses ready. I'll be home by 12:45. We'll aboard the wagon. And head for the high school.
We're getting a wagon and the others will ride the
horse. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to have Frank's going to ride his horse.
Yeah.
Harriet Ann's going to ride Tony. And Laura's going to ride Little Man.
And you're
going to
turn them up.
And I'm going to ride the wagon. Me and the cheerleaders.
Oh, the cheerleaders.
Yeah. Yeah, me and the cheerleaders are going to ride the wagon. Then tomorrow night, I'm going to ride them on the football field at the halftime.
The wagon.
The wagon.
Golly. You may not get away with them animals. Somebody may just take them off your hands.
If they got enough money, I'll talk.
You know, I'm about to move to let Miss Pussy go. She needs more handling. And then we got a bunch of people started coming out here riding.
Yeah, they let her do as she pleases, and it's the worst thing that you can do to her. She needs somebody that'll make her do what you tell her to do, what you want her to do. She needs somebody to work some of that fat off of her.
I thought Faye had her place for a while, but it didn't work out. And I've got my mind on something else now. I've got my thing about getting people to come out here and ride these horses. Too many other things going on right now.
Too much danger on horses. To get right down to the facts about it. Did you know that a child could come out here and fall off one of your horses, break an arm, and you'd be liable?
Now you get around that.
I don't let them ride. When has anybody rode our horses, Frank, other than my kids?
Not letting none of them ride.
Well, now, when you're out here, just your kids
were
riding.
That's right. Now, see, if they ride them up there on the place, at home, and fall off, I got insurance to cover it. But if they're out on the highway, I have no insurance. On my property, there is all. It just cost me $10 a year.
Yes, that insurance is the only cheap kind.
That's right. Liability. And if my horse gets out and gets in the highway at night,
mm-hmm.
and somebody hits him, my insurance takes care of the damage.
Mm-hmm.
I've got liability on them.
Did you get your foot valve?
It's on its way.
I see.
I called him this afternoon.
Well, it won't take too long once you get your stuff together.
No. Drop the pipe in the well and let her go. Hook it up and put a cap on it and hook it to the pump and prime it and
start drawing water.
That's right.
We ought to celebrate some way or other.
Get wet, about the only way you celebrate.
That Ellis Chalmers cookie, I don't know, that battery may be kind of gone now. But every morning it's gone, and it's what's pulling it. It hadn't been used, it hadn't been on there long enough to wear out.
Mm-mm.
Once before, I don't you know when you got out of here before? Oh, that was for the Chrysler. What is that battery you brought for me? That's the Chrysler.
Yeah.
And it turned out it was one of the batteries pulled, wasn't it?
By golly, I brought a battery down here for the Alessandra's too, and it was, I found out it was a battery not tight, the battery terminal corroded.
Yeah, that's right.
Me and Nick was down there.
Yeah.
Me and Nick was going to put it in, you know.
Yeah.
And I pulled that off and seen it was oxidized, and I took my pocket knife and I cleaned it off, and I cleaned the post off the best I could.
Yeah.
Put it back on there and she took off just like that.
Be the same thing now, would it?
Possible.
That's right. It's been used right smart since then.
Very possible.
Several months.
Yeah.
That's August. October, November. Month and a half. But anyhow, it won't start anytime. I'll go down here in the morning, or whenever I can get to it. I've got to write some more desk to it. And get that the rest of that rye in. And it'd be nice to have some over here, Cookie, and just turn all the horses in, let them have a bait every now and then. That'd be nice, won't it?
Yeah. We know now that the horses, mine and your horses, ain't going to hurt each other.
Well, okay. You always just have a party, don't you?
Yeah, just have a ball.
Just a ball. Yeah. Yeah, babe, just took off and left Rowdy.
Yeah, and that's something unusual for her.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a record, isn't it?
Yeah, that's one that you can put a big black mark up on the wall now.
She won't do that much. And we ought to allow a little time to get these tractors, you know, just put in, clean them up a little bit.
Yeah, I'd help.
About an hour, sometime or other, if we get around to it this weekend.
You know, if I can talk Frank into it, when I get, when Clyde gets back, if I get rid of the station, Dad's not satisfied with his horse he's got, his saddle horse. I'll let him sell his mare. He can get a good price out of her. And I'll take the quarter horse up to Dad and take Fancy up there for him to play with. And sell for me, see? Mm-hmm. Then that'll leave me with, just leave me with four. I'm gonna put them two spotted ponies on the market in Jacksonville about Saturday week. They gotta go.
Oh, yes, they need to go.
They're about that tall.
Nancy. I guess they put the quietus on that tonight. I guess I'm gonna have to keep her.
All right.
I ain't got no other alternative.
For the cart?
For the cart. She does like that thing,
yeah. Have you been riding?
No. I got to get a wheel for it.
Heavy duty.
I'm going to buy some heavy duty wheels, one that, by golly, they can't break down. Bicycle wheels, put Helen up there with all the kids, and they just break them down.
Yes. Yes.
See, Helen up there with her 280 pounds. She says she don't weigh it, but now she's getting fatter every day.
She's solid, too.
Yes, my fella.
Think they're gonna keep joggling her around over there?
No, they ain't gonna keep joggling her around because she's gonna try to get in at either the medical center or VA hospital or Alachua General.
VA hospital is easiest.
It's the hardest for a veteran to get in there, though.
Oh, it is.
Well, now this is Miss Bennett from they used to live over at Micanopy. They got 20 acres land over there. But I got acquainted with her when I was in the hospital there. She's real nice, somebody. She was in the station yesterday morning. And she says they need some help.
Yeah. She ought to get on over there and put her name in there.
As, AIDS. That pay good money, too.
Yeah.
That pay good money. And once you get in there, I mean, they, and even get on the job, why, they ain't going to run you off.
Oh, they're not going to put you on any funny
No,
Well, what was it they was gonna do with it? Change it around?
You see, she had been on Dahlia Cottage 5 years. Okay?
Oh.
Permanent. That was her permanent place to work.
Yeah.
Okay. They took her off of that cottage. Now they're just gonna put her around here and there and work her all over the place. In order to put a nigger permanently on that cottage. Yeah.
They just gotta find places for these colored people. And they can't trust them. Yeah.
You see?
You know that Helen is probably the best they've got out there.
That's
right. You know she is.
You know she's perfect for the job.
Yeah.
The two seniority rules, see. The two other women that works on the cottage from 6 to 2 and from 2 to 10, they had been there a lot longer than Helen had.
Mm-hmm.
Permanently. Well, the youngest one naturally gets the blunt.
Sure.
Well, Helen happened to be the youngest, so she had to take the blunt. And she don't like it worth a nickel. Her supervisor don't like it worth a nickel. But there ain't nothing she can do about it.
That comes from up above.
Yeah. That comes from the chief administrator. So.
Is that the new man?
That's the new man.
Well, he got orders, you see.
So she's just going to be looking for another place.
She's going to be looking for another place to work. Since she started to work and her health has held up like it has, it's ridiculous for her to quit working. As long as she keeps getting along as good as she is.
As long as she tries, aren't
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Well, she still works nights.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She still works nights.
But you see, she goes from one guy to
She never knows tonight where she's going to work until she gets there. She has to go by the office and check in the office and spend 15 minutes extra every night before she can even go to work. So I think that's too much candy for a nickel.
Clyde ought to be in pretty good. He ought to be ready for this trip. Been getting ready for this for a couple of weeks or more, hadn't he?
Yeah. He cleaned up today.
Yeah.
He cleaned up today. That man made himself $50 and I didn't make 10.
Oh, he did?
He sure did. And never done nothing either.
Tell me about it.
First of all, he had one of his real good friends' Oldsmobiles in there on the lift this morning.
Yeah.
All right, he changed oil and greased it, changed transmission fluid and filter, got $33 out of them. Well, he bought the oil from me, and I know what he paid for the filter. He paid $380 for the filter. And got, I believe it was 9 1/4 out of it. Transmission filter. And he paid me 70 cents a quart for the oil and got 75 out of it. He still made a nickel off of me right there and I couldn't help myself. Well, that's the way he started out. Then he had a tune up. On a satellite, Plymouth satellite.
Yeah.
Well, he makes about a $20 bill on a tune-up.
Yeah.
Then this afternoon, he had a Cadillac and put an exhaust system on it.
Oh, that's big money.
Big money. Well, he got to adding up today, this evening, and he said, I cleared over $50 today. And I never done nothing. I didn't even come down here to work this morning. I said, Mister, you're lucky.
Yeah.
I ain't made $10. If I hadn't traded for a watch and a pair of shoes, I expect today would have been a total loss.
Tell me about that watch.
Traded for a watch.
Yeah, there's a fella rolled in.
That's the end of this little visit on Thursday night, 5th of November, 1970, Channel 2, whatever it is. The end of this little visit. Cookie's come over after his horses for the parade in Hawthorne for the homecoming. This Thursday night, it's 11 o'clock now. This is his third trip. He took the wagon the first trip. And the two workhorses next trip, and this time the two riding horses, little man Tony. And this is the end of Channel 2 or whatever it is. And this little visit, I'll continue it now. There's a little bit more of it on the other tape. I'll put it over on the other side of this tape, Channel 2, the other side of this Channel 2.